All right, that was agenda item 4, Community Advisory Board.
Point of order.
Okay, go ahead.
We should dispose of the motions. That's what happens when you're at the end of the time.
All right.
We vote them.
Okay, so we'll go directly to a vote on Bill's motion. It does not have amendments. It calls for the confirmation.
Let's leave amendments.
No, they weren't attached. There had to be a vote.
There had to be a vote to do that.
No, but we vote that now. We vote the amendment and then we vote the main motion.
Say something.
It's not his to change.
Oh, I see. So we can deal with the amendment.
Point of order.
Okay.
Wait.
Are we allowed to vote before the public comment period?
Okay, the rule of this body is that this vote would come after public comment, which is agenda item 8.
What's the amendment?
Yes, because the amendment was moved and seconded, but it was never voted on.
We vote on the amendment, then we vote on the main motion.
Okay, so we'll do that after public comment. Let's see if we're looking, and we'll come back after public comment and vote on that. The rule is that we vote after public comment. Let's look and see where we are. Donna has arrived.
IPC.
Yeah, the IPC becomes number 5. So let's go to agenda item 10, which was moved to 5, and then deal with agenda item 5. Is there any objection to that? IPC election update before Eva leaves. Yes?
What time are we going to actually vote on this? Only because I
don't have 12:45. We need to vote on it right after we discuss it.
Okay, the rules that we have passed as a board is that we vote after public comment. That's Harrison's. That was Harrison's motion. Therefore, we should have 15 minutes of public comment.
Because how can you vote on something after,
Well,
public is supposed to comment.
But we have several different motions to consider.
Yes, the board passes their resolutions and motions, and then it's up to the chair to respect them. The idea was that we don't vote on something of this importance until after public comment.
Can we make a motion to take public comment on this item now?
Right.
Well, any motion,
exactly.
It would alter, it would take a 2/3. It would alter the agenda.
Yeah, I understand that, but this is something we don't need to have to deal with today.
Don, may I ask the chair to take control of the listeners, find out how many want to speak to this, multiply that amount by 1.5 minutes, and we'll have that at our time?
Well, that would take a vote of the board if we want to alter the agenda.
Let's see how many people want to speak to this issue, what kind of time we're talking.
Unless we set a time, that's going to limit public comment on the other motions, however. Can we just see if the listeners by straw poll support Bill's motion? And if they do and there are no objections, then perhaps we could vote.
Well, I think you should vote whether we should comment.
Yeah. And then the other issue here is that listener sponsors may want to comment on the committee reports. We've established an agenda and also on the IPC election. So I'm willing to do this if the board doesn't jump on me here. How many listener sponsors feel the need to comment on Bill's motion to confirm the 22 with the amendments around? Here's 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. So let's do this.
5 minutes.
Let's see if there's a motion now then to alter the agenda to accommodate listener sponsors. Is there a motion?
Okay. How long? Put a time on it.
Yeah, but you have to have specific. So give us a motion.
8 minutes.
8 minutes?
That only leaves 7 minutes for public comment and all the other motions that are coming forward.
That is true. So this is a motion that the board can make a decision on. Is there a second to Bill's motion?
I second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we go to 8 minutes of public comment on this specific issue. Is there any discussion?
They agree or not? They agree.
Seeing no discussion, we can go to a vote immediately. Those in favor of this public comment, raise your cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Opposed.
For the time.
1, 2, 3, 3.
Okay, the motion passes. So let's have listener sponsors comment on this issue right now. And there were four of you who wanted to make comments. So let's just go. Tracy, would you like to begin?
We're all going to get up and support.
I'm unclear as to when the report has to be in as far as getting them over $1 million in funding, which this vote is riding on, and which the formation of this body, and why it's taking so long for this body to be created. And the people that I have seen stymieing the assembly of this board, as well as the interim program council, have been the purser slate over here, who two of which just voted against listener comment before this vote. And I just want to put that on the record. The community advisory board should be formed.
What I voted against was the time, not having listener comment. Well, I was directly attacked. I think it's my privilege to respond.
Hello, Margot Iser, listener sponsor, not on the air, not running, maybe not running this time, but I'm very unclear about the function of this board. At one meeting, I heard that it was supposed to be people who were not already involved with KPFK so that we could get a view of what the community in general wanted. So that, is this being clear to the people? Because I heard something said that they were all involved and interested in KPFK. But they're not member sponsors, so they would have some input as people who, it's kind of a different kind of format. I wanted that to be made clear. And as long as I'm up here, I may as well say that. I have heard so many people on the air, on programs, on everything. Their names are mentioned, and these are supposed to have been listener sponsors. So I'm still confused. It's another issue regarding elections, but I want to make that very clear. I'm not understanding why there are so many people on this board who have programs and are part of the staff and everything like that and are always on the air. And so then I also want to know why there's no real public comments allowed and there's no town hall meetings, and it's very, very frustrating to sit in the audience and be a listener sponsor and to have limited time to say anything. I want to know what other channels there are to get input to my members that are my point of view. So the CAB, I think, should be independent from being a listener sponsor is what I'm saying.
Thank you. The third speaker.
Thank you, Dad. I really do not have a comment. I have more of a question. Since the list is still open and open, Bill's list, is it possible that I can add my name to the list? I'd like to do that. My name is Shalindria Smith, and I heard that you read a list of what it was that they had to offer. I am an author and a private pilot, and I work with the homeless. And definitely I work with KPFK. So.
Hi, my name is Lawrence Reyes, and I'm Puerto Rican, and I'm with the Puerto Rican Alliance. And we are a growing population here in Southern California. According to the census, there was 55,000 Puerto Ricans in Southern California. We are also a traditionally oppressed minority in this country. You know, I don't know what process went up, but I also was told by Harrison Wheel that he was going to recommend me for this board, and for some reason I didn't hear my name. So I like to also volunteer and make myself available to serve on this community advisory board. Well, according to some of the people's names that were read off there, there are also people who are gathering signatures. They're Joaquin Calderon, I just signed this petition. So, you know, whatever the rules are, I don't know what the rules are. Well, you know, if that so happens to be the case, if I happen to win election and unseat one of you, then I would resign.
Okay. And then if you could give any information,
you can be on the MSB.
I have
that concludes
the listener's
recommend
on this particular item. Now, the job of the board is to deal with the amendment and the motion. So we're going to go directly to a vote. The... I'm sorry? No. No, because the agenda item was not extended.
Let's go to the amendment first. It's Leslie Radford's amendment. I don't think we need to repeat it. I believe everyone understands it. It has to do with...
Would you repeat it, please?
Okay. Leslie, go ahead.
In the event the cap does not fall under the bylaws, that it not be bound by another rule, and the quorum of one-third of those who agree to serve shall suffice, and let me add, except that the final report must be signed off by a quorum of
you can't just change the amendment. No, point of order, you can't change the amendment.
You can't change it. Read it again without that.
That's it. That's what occurred in that agenda item.
Can I have a clarification?
All right, now let's go to Sherna.
Is it one-third of the 14 or one-third of the 22?
It was of the 14.
Yeah, No.
You can't.
No, one moment.
It's how it works.
No. Let me remind people what happened. Denial. Keep in mind that the agenda item is over. All we're doing.
Rules are made to be broken.
Yes, that's what I mean. All right, now let me explain where we are.
Niall.
You folks voted not to extend this agenda item, which means that we cannot deal with text. We can only deal with what occurred during the agenda item. So we have the amendment as proposed by Leslie. It's been moved and seconded. Let's go to a vote. Those in favor of the amendment, raise your card.
One.
No, it depends on what is one. What?
Leslie, you're not going to vote for your own amendment?
No, because we want to amend it.
They're going to amend it again.
Okay.
Well, that would draw.
All right, those opposed to the amendment.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
The amendment fails. Now let's go to the main motion. This is Bill Gallegos' motion to confirm the 22.
Don, I wish again you'd take abstentions, please, not to forget that. Abstentions.
I'm sorry, what?
Take abstentions, please.
Yeah, this is contrary to Roberts, but abstentions on the amendment.
Abstentions? I know some people didn't vote. One?
The two. Two. All right, now we're going to the main motion. Those in favor of Bill Gallegos' main motion to confirm the 22, raise your cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Opposed.
1, 2.
Abstentions.
1.
All right, the motion passes.
Bravo, Bill.
Right. Good. Now, I know the agenda item is over, but it is really going to be important, Bill, that the board get a lot of information, that Eva get a lot of information, so that this CAB can begin to function, and that we need to get a list of the names of those. And I believe people have raised issues around Native Americans, gay and lesbian community,
gender balance.
Can I answer that? Please, no.
All right, just a point of personal privilege.
All right, thank you. I just wanted to let Sherman and the panel know that I was on the committee too, and that this is a very balanced group. For the 14 that said yes, absolutely, and all these people were interviewed, we have 7 women and 7 men.
Good.
Okay, we have African Americans, we have Filipinos, we have Asian Pacificers, we have Chinese Americans, we have African Africans, we have lots of Latinos. We have people that are 19 years old. We
We have people that are in their 50s and 60s. It's very doubt. We have gay and lesbian rights activists, and we have animal activists. So it is
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, that agenda item is closed. Okay. That agenda item is closed. Now let's look at the agenda. Before Eva leaves, we want to deal with IPC. And now that Donna is here, we want to deal with Pacifica National Board. What time is it?
It is almost 12.
Almost 12.
4 minutes to 12.
Okay, I'm going to go to IPC election update. That was mandated before Eva leaves, and I believe she is leaving in a half hour. Is that right? Well, we can't move up everything. We now have IPC. We now have IPC, Pacifica National Board. And we'll talk about town hall meetings.
You said number 9 before, and I clarified, and I said, you need town hall meetings?
Yeah.
No, yeah. You said yes, actually.
No, no. What we said, we would move 10 IPC up to number 5.
No, no, Don.
9 was moved up to number 5.
Oh, excuse me. 9 was moved up to number 5. However,
but there's a time certain.
Let's deal first with
IPC.
Okay, and you need to be here for that. Okay, then we could deal with town hall because Eva wants to be a part of that as well. So let's go to agenda number 9, which I moved to 5. Town hall meetings mandated by the bylaws creating an ad hoc
You've
committee.
Got a stack already.
Okay, so we're looking at town hall meetings.
No?
Is there any... let's open the discussion.
Wait. I thought IPC was...
IPC.
I'm confused.
Well, we can do either one. If you prefer IPC first... Yeah, I know. Well, what I said, so that you would know, is that we were going to do town hall meetings. But does the group prefer IPC first?
Who cares? Just go.
Doesn't matter.
Okay. Let's go then to town hall meetings right now, then IPC. The agenda item for town hall meetings is open. Discussion is open. Is there a report?
Can I call you back?
There was a motion.
Okay, let's do a snack.
Sorry to do this so late, but since the IPC is a shorter item and the town hall meetings, it may require us doing something if we do something that means that the GM has to take action, whereas the town hall meetings, she has a chance to have input, et cetera. I think the IPC should come first and then the town hall meeting.
All right, there's a proposal from a member that we deal with IPC first. Can we do this without objection?
Oh, Christ.
All right, without objection, then I will reverse that order. We'll go to IPC elections. It's listed as agenda item 10.
I have two motions.
All right, one moment.
On it.
One moment. There's a stack that I just received. Jane, Carrie, and Sherna.
Should not go before these. I have a motion that I sent to people.
I would like to make a motion. In order to have the necessary gender balance on the IPC, I'd like to propose a motion that two women from the LSP be nominated to take the place of two of the three present lab members. Because, A, lab members, well, that doesn't exist anymore. And the LSP members, that is what was the original concept for participation. B, that two of those three members do not feel that it's possible for them to attend, and so not only gender balance, but attendance is vitally important.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded. Now let me see if I have this straight, that two women of the LSB be appointed to the IPC. Is that right, Jane?
No, yeah. No, that's not what she's saying.
Just repeat that one more time.
No, she's not. She's saying that they should replace.
In order to have the necessary gender balance on the IPC, I would like to propose that a motion that two women from the LSB